man.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Bad Advice here on Skid Row Studios. If you got a pen, I'm going to give you the number. If you want to call in and talk to us live, just call us at 800-893-9562. As always, we will be covering news stories from around the world as well as listener questions. I want to welcome our guests today. We have very, very funny people over there in the corner. We have Mr. Ron Swallow.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got Vic Cohen.
Hello, gentlemen.
Ken August and Sal Rodriguez.
I'm having a Bud Light Lime.
I know, it's morning and here, well, not technically morning, but morning for us.
It's classy.
Nice. Yeah. And we're still waiting on Vince Royale because apparently he does not own anything that tells time.
You know, he started drinking a little early.
Well, anyway.
A little earlier than Sal.
We got a lot to cover today. Again, it's Skid Row Studios. Write down that number, 800-893-9562. Make sure that you like us on Facebook and also you can get any of our podcasts.
You should say that number as
iTunes.
Faster.
Faster?
Yeah.
Was that a little fast?
And scramble the numbers. Make it tough.
800-893-9562.
And Drew, you say write down the number. For the young people, writing is like texting, but with it's like a cylindrical object in your hand.
I like the number. It's the most jumbled, horrible number. There's nothing memorable about it. It's like that one repeated. It's the hardest number to remember. 893-9562.
That would really summer easier. I once had a phone number that spelled my name. I thought that was awesome.
I just memorized it.
There's not one number that's repeated. It's not a good
number. You know, there's only seven numbers there. You all right? Can you not call somebody unless the numbers are repeated?
There's a nine repeated.
Things bother Vic.
Well, use it in radio.
Vic is friends with everybody who has a phone number of just sevens, just fives.
You know, usually in radio. Vic at the DMV. Vic's at the DMV like, oh, this license plate sucks. It has what? It does not. Is not vanity.
Okay. Well, usually in radio, they have clever numbers to remember the station.
To 9562? That can't be remembered.
Like 1-800 bad advice.
We'll work on that for next week. But guys, we got a lot to cover this week, so we're just going to jump right into it. Our first story. This one's fantastic. Okay, we have a woman. She is 70 years old. She's a virgin, but she says it's time. She's ready. She wants to lose her virginity.
I'll fuck her.
I think at 70, you're used to losing shit anyway, so maybe that's not a bad idea.
She wants to lose her virginity with her memory.
She wants to do it now before it's not an option.
What's the joke when her... Saying, go ahead.
She may have lost it, but she can't remember.
Well, right? She says she's in fine... She's in good shape. Her name's Pam Shaw. She says, my standards are still very high, though. She's hoping to bag a tall, dark, and handsome millionaire.
Is that a typo? Tall, dead, and handsome is what you meant?
Wouldn't it have been more appropriate to lose your virginity at 69?
Man.
Tall, dark, and handsome at 70.
Well, sorry, go on.
No, please.
No, the listeners at home don't have the pleasure, and it is a pleasure to actually look at her photo. And she's quite, I would say she's very cute. I love her legs. And I know I would make it 70 years worth waiting for what I would do.
Here's the question.
For a 70-year-old, she is actually very attractive, yet somehow Vic creeped me out right there.
For just a woman, she's attractive. Yes. Forget 70.
Okay,
I will not forget 70. I will say for 70, she is an attractive woman.
Here's the question, though. Like, I used to have my ear pierced, and I didn't have anything in there for a long time, and the hole closed up.
No, vaginas do not work like that.
You sure?
However, I'm pretty sure
she's got to have like a Kevlar hymen.
I'm pretty sure when they break the hymen, dust is going to come out.
I would be afraid of cobwebs. Never, you know, down there.
I'm pretty sure the Ten Commandments are in her vagina.
I like that her standards are high, though. Tall, dark, and handsome. The dark may be because your 70-year-old has melanoma all over the place.
Also, does she know that dark also means black? Because...
She's 70.
She's 70.
When you're 70, you're not that politically correct.
No. It says right here, Shaw says she doesn't believe in sex before marriage and has been too busy with her career as a cabaret dancer to settle down. But she says, I feel I'm ready to give marriage a go and maybe go to bed with a man.
She is the...
You're never too old for anything. Just look at Joan Collins.
She makes me angry.
First of all, Joan Collins has been sleeping with people for 70 years. Has she not?
She is... What, she really angers me because, I mean, as a...
A minute ago, like a burlesque sex with her, Nick.
No, is she like a burlesque dancer? I mean, she's like a professional cock tease.
Yes.
For all these years, she's been teasing guys, and not once has she done anything.
Well, she's nailed the part. Nailed it. Yeah.
Dead well.
That's not cool. That's obnoxious.
You have a time limit on teasing.
I think if that's... I don't know.
That's 70 years of cock teasing. I'm pretty sure she gets an award.
She's really hot. I wonder if she shaves.
I don't know. If she's never done it, then she looks like...
Well, probably not anymore because nobody wants to cut their veg.
You think she's all gray down there?
At this point, do you not just go bald at this age? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm not into that, but I'm curious.
Well,
when it started, you seemed very, very into it. Be honest. One moody son of a bitch.
I find women fascinating. At any
age.
I'm
sure they're feeling the same about you right now.
Her vagina has been through 3 wars.
Her quote, I've never really been intimate with a man, just a bit of kissing. I had a sexy stage name and dressed sexy, but that was all just for my career.
Does she say what the name is? Like,
yes, she does. She was known as the Sexational Pam.
That's false advertising.
Yeah,
exactly.
And
she was known as the fantastic Don't Touch My Vagina. That would make sense.
That she fraternized with male sex symbols like the singer Tom Jones and James Bond actor Roger Moore.
Nice.
She's from... The thing I think that hasn't been mentioned is she's from England, right? Isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she's has a teeth problem. Maybe that's why guys have been staying away from her.
I don't think... You can have a tooth problem and still not have guys stay away from you.
They showed a picture of her when she was younger in like the 1960s, and she was definitely good looking then.
For those of you who cannot see, there's a picture of her and Winston Churchill hanging out.
No, that's a high school photo of her and Jesus.
But I guess if I have any advice for her is, you know, you've waited this long. Don't rush into it. Give it another 20, 30 years.
Yeah,
definitely.
You got to think, though, if you do get in that, it's going to be wild. Don't you think?
I feel sorry for the man.
Well, it's going to be tight as a snapper.
Well, when you hear that cracking sound, you won't know if it's a hymen or a hip.
Can it not be both?
Wait, is that her real picture?
But the legs are fantastic.
Yeah.
Vic loves her legs.
She's a dancer.
He would just like to make love to her legs.
You don't have to look at her face.
You could feet fuck her.
Well, if she gets a 70-year-old, he can look directly at her face and may not see it anyway.
Yeah, she's a 70-year-old virgin. If you could feet fuck her and tell her it's sex, and what does she know? Yeah.
Well, also,
somebody's got to fuck her, though. That needs to happen.
The thing about this that really frustrates me is that there was some really bad reporting. Because, like, I want to know if she uses a vibrator, how she, you know, and also, does anal sex count as being, you know, she might be getting... Pounded in the ass since 1920.
Vic, as a Catholic, anal sex does not count as sex.
Yeah. Right, so...
There's that purity club.
As an altar boy, is that what you meant to say?
As a former altar boy.
And as a Jew, I'm going to have to go, I'm pretty sure it does.
But I think that that's...
Counts as wonderful.
No, my advice, I agree. I think you said, Drew, to wait. I think she should wait until she meets the right man, you know, possibly, 90.
I was just curious, by round of applause, right, since it's radio, who here would make love to her?
Really? One clap. Hang on, let me get one more. Vic was enthusiastic and so was Ron Swallow.
Let me get one more gander.
How pissed are you, by the way, if you go, all right, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to sleep with the 70-year-old. You do it and you catch something.
I'm going to say that we're going to need lube. That's 100%.
You may just have to do it in a pool.
You're going to need a gallon of WD-40 is what you're going to need.
Actually, she's not a robot.
She's attractive.
Okay,
you don't know that.
That's true.
What's happening? We've just been joined by the very talented Vince Royale.
Hello, Vince.
Hello.
Also, she might be like the blowjob queen.
Right? This hottie.
You know,
who's this hottie? 10 minutes later.
10 minutes. Yeah. Sorry, you missed that story. We're moving on. Next story. Our next gentleman is named Clyde Hobbs. Clyde Hobbs, age 72 in Oklahoma, apparently called 911 at least 17 times on Saturday. Hobbs' only apparent emergency? He needed someone to talk dirty to him.
Nice.
I get that.
You should give him your number.
Does he have our number? 1-800.
God damn it. Exactly. Our numbers are not memorable from what I hear.
Clyde, give us a call. 800-893-9562. I am 90% sure Vic will in fact talk dirty to you.
Maybe it was an emergency. What's your emergency?
Only if you're a hard on.
Yeah, sediment.
But maybe it really
was
an emergency.
Dirty talk.
I mean, you really need to have an orgasm. It feels like an emergency. It could.
I guess either that or maybe he took Viagra and had that. Like, if your erection lasts for more than 4 hours, call 911. He just didn't quite understand what they meant.
Yeah, he's like, I need to jerk it.
17 times he called
in one day.
How old is he?
So
he's 72.
We should hook him up with that first girl.
Lady's
70-year-old.
My advice to this gentleman is to not call 911, but to call 411.
Exactly. See, here's the thing. I don't think it's hard to get somebody to talk dirty to you. Just, you got to work it. I mean, like, with all the calls I get that are like phone solicitations, just go slowly. It's like, you know, ask the person, where are you calling from?
I don't know.
Atlanta. Oh, must be hot there. Uh-huh. So
lead
what are you wearing?
Lead them into the dirty talk.
You know, what are you wearing? You know,
any call can be dirty if you're touching yourself.
Yeah.
During it.
Can you take your hand off your dick right now, please?
Any radio show can be dirty.
I would advise him to call the suicide hotline.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, look, if you don't talk dirty to me, I'm taking these pills. I'm taking these
pills. That's genius right there, Vince.
That is best plan I've heard in a long time.
If I was on the other end of that, I'd be like, you got any water?
Hold on, let me get a girl.
It would be awesome if they
and
sent
then I'd come back, but use my girl voice.
Hi, how's it going? What are you wearing?
Remind me to get your number, by the way, before we leave here.
Ron's number is 1-800.
But there's one very, very great part to this story. It says, Hobbs allegedly made sexually oriented comments towards operators each time he called and eventually led cops to come knocking. That's when they arrived at the residence. His wife answered the door. Okay, but this is it. When they came in, his wife let him in. Like, okay, the idiot's in there. This is what they found. They found Hobbs sitting there calmly, and he said, "Are you here to arrest me again?"
Good consistency.
So he doesn't learn his lesson. Is really
what the article does not say is that his wife is a mute.
I was going to say, did his wife call 911 after that? Be like, my husband won't stop jerking off to 911. Is that, you call 911 for that?
If he gets actually arrested and put in prison, you talk about some hard time.
Oh. Thank you. Oh. They set his bail at $34,000.
What?
$34,000. You can get anybody to talk dirty to you. Seriously, he could have called my mom. And I'd be mad if my mom said no.
And the number is
Drew's mother's number, 1-800.
That's what he had.
Mom, I know you're listening to the show, but seriously, 34 grand, we can split that.
Yeah,
I like that's
how
the deal.
You get
to split it. Your mom does.
You just told someone to talk dirty to your mom.
You just pimped out your mom.
Took 50% of it. Yeah. Nice. That's sweet.
Finder's fee.
What an asshole.
Wait, fair enough. Finder's fee.
He paid 10% of 34,000, right?
Yeah, like, bail's 10%. So 34.
I like how Sal does.
I'm still are you claiming it's a good deal then? Is that what you're claiming?
Mexican.
I called Nueva Uno, mucho tiempos.
By round of applause, who here has actually posted bail had to post bail for themselves?
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I was arrested.
I turned myself in.
Mom,
for
Dad, I did not clap there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, let's be clear who clapped.
Yeah.
No, that was Drew.
Yeah, that is not
again, my mom knows that too.
That is not the first time Drew's been identified with the clap, by the way.
How many times did you call 9?
Here's the thing. Oh, that's now.
That was just low right there.
You take that one back.
I should, but
a guy gets peed on by a koala one time.
That's chlamydia. Chlamydia.
Call back.
How many times did you call
911? Weeks ago, callback.
How many times did you call 911 to get arrested? Or was it, what was the charge? What'd you do?
Oh, no, I was arrested for drugs.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Well,
that doesn't sound funny.
No. It was
probably
there
not.
There was nothing funny about it.
I actually turned myself in for warrants.
Really?
Yeah, when I was 22, I drove without a license, registration, or insurance. And of course, my headlight was out. And they pulled me over. And they're like, yeah, we have to take your car.
Oh.
And your license and all your other shit. And then I wanted to get a license, so, and it's like $900. So I was like, turning myself in.
To the listeners, who the fuck am I doing a radio show?
What about you? What happened to you?
Vince got arrested.
That's why he's late. He escaped.
I can't talk about it. The case is still pending.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather not.
He's got Vince a gag order.
Seriously, I'll talk about it.
Vic says I'll be there between 2 and 2:30, depending on how the escape goes.
Right.
Vince. Right, you say Vic.
I said, did I say Vic? I apologize.
Keep me out of this. I have a clean record.
I think I'm better than
Vic is mostly here legally. My
Vic
apologies.
Has a clean record.
I think I'm better than ever because I haven't gotten caught for shit. That's all.
Nice.
Good job.
I have some advice for that guy. What he needs to do is call those, like, adopt a kid from, you know, like those hungry kids. Like the hungry kids.
Uh-huh. Wait.
And call them.
You want talk kids dirty to talk them.
We'll talk dirty for food.
Yeah.
Talk dirty for food.
We'll talk dirty for food. Right. Well, not kids.
That sounds kind of...
Well, not kids.
Not kids. Except he started it off with it. You know those things with kids?
Except for kids.
You know, except the kid part.
Ron, I feel like we could be arrested.
Pedophilia.
No, they're in a different country. It doesn't count.
Ron, did you just not hear Vince say he can't talk about it?
Sorry, man.
That's totally.
I didn't mean to get you in trouble.
You can't talk about it because you don't want to, or you've been like your lawyer told you not to.
No, it just makes me sad talking about it.
Oh, then let's talk about it.
No,
we'll do that next
sad.
Week. All right, we'll go on to the next story. This one will make you happier. Here we have this one comes to us from Vienna. An unemployed Austrian man sawed off his foot, apparently to avoid being found fit to go back to work. Hours before an appointment on Monday for the labor office to check on his health, the 56-year-old man held his left leg against an electric saw in his home workshop, severed his foot just above the ankle. Damn. Bleeding profusely, the man from the province of Styria then threw the foot into an oven, hobbled to his garage, and called an ambulance. An emergency worker was unable to reattach the foot.
What is with Germans and ovens?
Nice. Good move.
How bad is this guy's job? What the hell does he do for a living?
Yeah.
Exactly.
He ran out of excuses. Like, my mom is in the hospital. I used that 3 times already. I got to cut my foot off.
What the oven? Like,
I would microwave it.
I don't want to go to work.
Yeah, he figures he's unemployed. You're going to have to make that foot last 3 to 4 meals at this point in time.
Some foot stew.
Foot stew, a pot pie.
Does he get on?
No.
Disability?
I don't know if
he hopped. I believe he hopped on to disability.
That's actually where he worked. IHOP.
Vic Cohen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, the job is that bad.
No, he's from Vienna. He turned it into a sausage, is what he did.
Foot sausage.
He was trying to pop the corn.
Fact is first of all, I don't even know what the hell that means, but it sounds outrageously filthy, but I don't know what that means. I would assume he's correct, though. If you saw off your foot, you're mentally not stable to work, is what I think. I think you're pretty accurate.
But you still get on disability.
Where. It totally depends where. I've been...
In New Jersey?
Well, lots of places. You ever been? You said White Castle. New Jersey.
What if his job was testing out wheelchairs? And then you're like, dude, you're perfect.
I think the guy's got moxie. He's got moxie. I look at this guy as having a positive spirit.
I mean, negative foot count, positive spirit.
No, because the guy's committed. You know, I mean, he decided.
He's committed.
I love people who are committed to what they do.
Maybe he just misunderstood when, you know,
he could have cut a toe off.
Your foot in your mouth.
Vic, for the Gentiles in the room, can you please explain moxie?
Is that a Yiddish word, moxie?
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it like chutzpah?
No.
No.
It is.
But you said close it like enough. A Jewish person.
Yeah, I did.
Are you Jewish?
I'm Saul.
You date a lot of Jewish
Saul
women.
Saul Rodriguez.
The Jewish Slam. Women love you, I can tell.
They do. They
and
do.
A few of the Jewish guys.
I know. Slam Jew and Mexican together is nice. It's nice. It's
so any advice
blend.
For this poor gentleman? I mean, what do you do?
I don't think he has a leg to stand on.
No,
he
has.
He has a leg to stand on.
Sorry,
he's
got the leg. My bad.
Here's my advice. My advice is this guy can contribute to his retirement fund because he can save money because he can walk into a shoe store and say, I'll take the display.
I wish I knew what he did for a living. That's the thing.
Yeah, it doesn't say. But man, your job really has to suck. I mean, like, I've had jobs I didn't really like, but I never woke up and go, yeah, I'm going to saw off my foot.
No.
At least he didn't cut his dick off.
Okay.
Here you go. Wait, look at the bright side. That's nice.
That is a perfect segue, believe it or not, Vic, because here's our next story. When cops searched 23-year-old Ray Woods after a traffic stop in Falkirk, Pennsylvania last week, they were suspicious of a giant bulge in his pants.
I get that all the time.
West Hollywood? Where was this?
No. This was full cross.
Like the one I'm getting right now?
Yes.
Strangely, I
the
never.
The story gets better. Woods had tied 89 bags of heroin and cocaine concealed in a larger sack tied to his penis.
Wow.
A larger sack than the one he already had.
A sack behind a sack.
Nice. These were hefty cinch sacks, by the way.
That's one.
That's a lot of
89 pounds?
No, not 89 pounds.
Oh,
89 packets.
Okay, that makes more sense.
It says 89 bags. But here's, this is what the cop says. I've seen it down their pants, in their ass, but I've never seen it tied to their penis. This was Captain Christopher Eisenman. This is what he told the paper. I couldn't believe it.
What I like is the headline. Read the headline.
89 bags of heroin and cocaine hidden in man's penis.
It says hidden in man's penis. Man's penis. A little different. No. Like tying it is different than sticking it in your dick.
They don't mention the little coked up midget that's holding on to the penis doing lines, do they?
The
caught between the two sacks.
Well, the elephant in the room, folks, you cannot see, but this man tied 89 bags of drugs to his penis. The man is black.
Obviously not Jewish or Chinese.
Smiling in his mugshot because this guy is like, yeah, I did it. Check it.
My dick is so big.
He should have gone into porn. To the myth. I'm sorry.
That's my advice.
You know the question about the myth? Are black guys bigger? I think we've pretty much closed the door on that one.
He misunderstood what it meant to be a drug mule. He actually hid an actual mule also tied to his penis.
And a couple of illegal immigrants.
But he's the world's greatest smuggler. I mean, seriously, 89 bags tied to penis. There's an Asian guy going, I got like one OxyContin.
Also, isn't that a great way to get your dick sucked? There's residue. Nice.
He's in prison, so he's not going to have a problem getting that done right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's actually a really nice looking guy.
Everyone in every story.
Vic's
having a big orgy with a 70-year-old, a guy with a guy with a coked up penis. We got
one guy with no foot.
That guy can't run away. That's nice.
This guy's like really like someone who could probably hook up a lot. Like I'm surprised he did that.
Yeah.
Things you do because you can.
Well, going to porn. Like John Holmes could have hid like a whole weed farm under his penis. Go into porn, then catch AIDS and die. Isn't that what he did? That's probably a bad example.
And at least he got to fuck a lot of chicks for a while.
This is why you can think this guy. You can think this guy Ray Woods. Isn't that funny? It was Woods.
Woods.
You got it. Like this is why we get Woods, you know, TSA. Swallow. We're always getting patted down because the jackass is like this.
I don't think they think I'm.
You know what's
down
crazy about it is because he wasn't even erect. He could probably add another 89 bags if his penis is hard.
I gotta be honest.
How do you know
you?
He wasn't erect?
If I could tie 89 bags of anything to my penis, I would. I mean, I'd just be looking for shit to tie to my penis.
I couldn't tie 89 ants to my penis.
I couldn't tie 89 tea bags to my dick.
No.
Maybe
no.
10. Do we have any tea bags here? Let me find
out. Now we're gonna play a little musical interlude. yeah, it's amazing. My advice to him is go for it. I say, you know, use what the good Lord gave you.
Yeah, you should become like the Han Solo of drug.
You tied it. You use a rope? Like, I don't understand. You tied it to your penis? I don't understand. Like, if just put it in your underwear. If you have a rope wrapped around your penis, nobody's going to strip search you and be like, what's that rope around his penis? No need to turn it over. I'm sure it's just a rope. If you're doing that at that point in time, just put it in your underwear. You don't need to tie shit to your dick is my thought.
I don't know that he had underwear.
Here's the thing. I mean, I don't know anything about drugs. Who here knows?
I do.
Sal?
Actually, you should probably ask Vince. Yes.
Ask Vince.
What is a bag? Like it says
my
41
case was
bags.
Not
is
a
that,
drug case.
Oh, okay. Well, like, I mean, there's 41 bags of heroin and 49 or something. Like, is that 48 of cocaine? I mean, is a bag a tiny little thing?
They're usually like in a little, maybe half inch, little Ziploc thing.
Okay.
But that's still a lot. 89.
No,
if you're 89 of those, it's going to look like, you know, those walls where they put up all the posters. It's going to look kind of like that.
Just think, though, all these people, I've never done cocaine.
It's going to look like a padded dick.
It's like a penis billboard.
A padded dick?
Because it's like a padded room, but with a dick.
I've never done cocaine.
It's like
seriously,
but I have tied some to my penis.
But Is this part of the culture you people have? Is this
you drug?
I have in fact done a lot of cocaine over, not anymore. I stopped that.
So this is part of what you're
certainly before the show, but.
I mean, is this part of the culture?
No, you don't generally tie things to your penis.
I don't know. I'm asking.
You tie the drugs to your penis to increase the high. That's what you do.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't work.
So talented that you can actually snort it
with your dick
through your penis.
Yeah,
this is your dick on drugs.
People do shoot up heroin.
People do shoot up heroin through their dick. That's true.
From time to time, if they've gotten all holed up or whatever.
Now, Ron, you've never done drugs in your life. How do you know this?
I watch TV.
Okay.
Also, my whole family's done drugs, which is why I don't do drugs.
I see.
Like, you don't know if you do heroin or coke, I guess. This would be like a public service announcement to the young people at home and others.
Learn a lesson.
You don't know where that drug, it could have been under some guy's balls, right?
That's a good point.
I mean, they got to get it in somehow.
Where's the quality control in this?
Well, considering how much dick people suck for drugs, probably not worried
about
that.
My cocaine smells like ball sack. Smells like ball sack.
Drew, have you ever had to blow someone for sex?
He didn't have to.
He volunteered? No, certainly not. No,
mostly for the taste.
No, actually, I was the dealer, so it was just the opposite.
But so they were
sucking
your dick.
I know you look familiar, Drew.
So they were, did you ever use that in your favor? You'd women...
We're going to move on to the next question.
Women.
He doesn't want to answer that.
No, we're not. Okay, moving on.
His mother's watching.
Okay, here we have... This one actually disturbs me. And it is actually has something to do with this last guy when you think about it. It says, the title of the story is Nude Roller Coaster Record Smashed.
What?
Yes. 100 nude nuts have smashed the world record for riding a roller coaster naked. The adrenaline junkies let it all hang out as they took on the swerves and loops of an Essex fairground over the weekend to raise money for breast cancer research.
Oh, that's cool.
It took place on the Green Scream roller coaster, beating the previous record by 70 riders. We wanted to raise as much money as possible for this brilliant charity and give everybody who was there enough and a chance to be part of the world record.
Well, my first thought is I saw the photo and it's a lot of old men, and I'm concerned about that because... I'd be worried their balls would fall on the tracks.
And it was in Disneyland.
No, this was in England. But
okay.
Now, it says 100 nuts. What it doesn't say is, was it 50 people
or
100 people?
Nah, because 50 times two.
That would be it.
The thing of it is, you know how when you're on a roller coaster, you put your hands in the air? These people have their penises in the air. That's not right.
Falling upright position? Is that what you're claiming? Nice. Dude, first of all, you don't want to be the next ride. I would assume they threw that car away right after this.
I would hope so. Because, yeah, you know...
Doused it in rubbing alcohol.
Any amusement park, you're like, you know how you fill that little queue? You're in the... You got to be going, seriously? I'll wait.
Maybe they did that to boost those the sales of those ponchos that they sell when you first walk into the park.
I like anything that raises money for breast cancer because I really like breasts.
I really like cancer.
I don't understand. How does this raise any money for breast cancer? Who's like, well, you know what? If you can get 40 naked people on a roller coaster, I'll give a couple of mil.
This is a world records probably does something. I don't know.
You think they give away millions for naked people on a roller coaster?
No. They don't do shit.
Did you just completely make that shit up and then backtrack?
That's what I do.
I just hope there are no children on this ride. Because that's just inappropriate.
Yeah. Really? So it's the size of the balls that make it disgusting.
You don't want kids next to grown men naked with their balls all over the air.
No, generally balls all over the air.
They can pass their ball cooties onto them.
No, Ron does if they're hungry.
Yeah, only if they're hungry, though.
That's right.
I've never been on a roller coaster.
Otherwise, I don't care about them.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to God, I've never been
on a roller coaster. I love roller coasters.
I'm scared of them.
I'm obsessed.
Would you never been on a roller coaster naked?
No, I've never been on one.
Yeah, I think if... I knew that no one else was going to have to sit in my ball sweat. Yeah.
You're concerned about the other people sitting in your ball sweat.
Yeah, I feel bad for people.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what I did to that chair before you got here, by the way?
Son of a bitch.
I assume the author of this article.
Because it would feel awesome.
Vic, you've never been on a roller coaster.
Never, I'm scared.
Would you do one naked?
No. No, I'm scared.
You wouldn't do it clothed. Why do you think you would do it naked?
Why are you scared?
Just imagine.
You'd feel more free.
They're dangerous, you know, if it goes off the tracks.
Yes.
You know how
if
often
you burst
that
into
happens,
flames, that's also dangerous.
You would be incorrect. I was doing shows, stand-up shows in Canada. Before they opened the Mall of the Americas in Minneapolis, this was the biggest indoor mall in the world. Okay? Well, Montreal, I think?
Minneapolis has the world's biggest
mall.
They do now.
Before that, this one. And they had when I was there, they were telling me the story that this roller coaster that they have that circles the entire mall around the outside, when they first, before it opened, they did a test run with people on this thing. It went off the track, shot through a plate glass window, and decapitated like 10 people.
Wow.
And why yet, laugh at that? They looked at it and go, okay, what do we need to do to fix this? It wasn't like, let's take it down. Canada, those people are freaking nuts.
Well, that's the thing. You set the bar low. If you kill less than 10 people, great.
Yeah, when you make a mistake, you just... You got to take the steps to fix it.
Wait, who volunteers to be on a roller coaster run?
Yeah, that's crazy. That doesn't make any sense.
Also, how'd the second run go? Well, we only killed 7. Well done, Jim.
That's an improvement.
The thing that is funny, it's just, I'm looking at the photo, it's like, leave it to a bunch of guys to find any excuse to get naked. I mean, there's not one woman on this thing. It has nothing to do with breast cancer.
Woman would probably do it, but if it was on Space Mountain, because the lights are off.
That's right.
Yeah. Also, I was imagining the corkscrew.
Or if they were whores.
Oh.
You can end up with some guy's balls in your mouth.
For the listeners, unbeknownst to you guys, we are currently breaking the record for a nude radio show.
Naked podcast.
We're naked. They don't know that.
I would assume, by the way, that this was a female author, because I believe in the first sentence, both balls and smashed were both in the first sentence. Not a lot of guys are writing that first sentence.
That's fair.
That's a fair assessment. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I heard this was at Knott's Berry Farm.
Okay, here's the thing.
Hurricane herpes. You're on fire, man.
We have two nut stories today.
Oh.
This one is disturbing, though. Says there are worse ways to die, but you probably don't want to think about them, especially if you're a guy. Well, we've got 6 guys here today, so let's go for it.
Oh, excellent.
A Chinese man was reportedly killed last week when a woman squeezed his testicles until he collapsed during a fight over a parking space. An unidentified 41-year-old woman in China's Haikou City in the Hainan province rode into town on her scooter to pick up her child from school. The woman tried to park in front of a local store, but the store owner, a 42-year-old victim, refused to allow it. The resulting fight escalated, leading the woman to call her husband and brother, who in turn got into a more violent fist fight with the shopkeeper. And then at some point in the fracas, the woman grabbed the man's testicles and squeezed them until he collapsed. He was taken to a hospital for treatment and later died. Now, here's the thing.
Wait, died?
In his honor, because this did happen in Haikou City.
Do it.
Oh, did you write a poem?
I wrote a haiku.
I like that.
You have to follow the rules of haiku. Let's hear it.
It is 5 syllables, 7 and 5, correct?
Yeah. All right.
So geeky.
Please don't squeeze my balls.
Is this the poem?
I don't want to die this way. You can have the space.
No, this just goes to prove that, you know, things are not well made in China. When they used to make balls in Mexico, this didn't happen. I'm telling you.
Well, the weird thing is, she in fact died from lead poisoning.
About the kung fu grip this woman has. Yeah, we got this lady.
Crouching tiger, crunching nuts.
So, my advice for everybody out there is, if you see an Asian lady on a scooter who wants to park somewhere, let her fucking park
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
You can have it.
This is why I don't date superheroes, by the way. What squashed his balls with. But he was already fighting like 2 other guys.
Her husband and her brother.
Whatever happened to ladies first, you know? And this guy has no chivalry whatsoever.
Also, when the fight escalates to ball squeezing, you know it has to escalate to ball squeezing, because you can't start at ball squeezing, because what do you escalate to?
No, it started at nipple pinching.
And then she
gave him a Grundy. He gave her a Grundy, and then she went for the balls. Wow.
The ball also, squeezing is
also how... How tight is the parking in this place? That you're like, no fucking scooter can park here.
No scooter.
Room for your scooter.
Over my dead balls. Are you going to park here?
That is a seriously angry Chinese woman.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, I'm pretty sure I'm talking about a kung fu grip.
Now, wait a second. Is our advice for the woman that squeezes balls?
Well, my advice is to anyway, like, I agree with Ron.
Well,
I think
she's going to go to jail.
For anyone, if there is a Chinese woman arguing with you over a parking space, just let her have it.
And actually, any woman at this point, be a fucking man and just let the woman.
Oh, every once in a while. If I don't think she's going to squeeze my balls, she's walking.
No, but this goes to prove what I've always believed. I would rather fight a guy than a woman. Because guys have this code. If any of us fought each other right now, none of us would do anything with each other's balls. But if a woman fights...
You don't know that.
Except maybe Vince, but that's pretty accurate.
I don't know about Vince. Me and Vic are both small dudes.
I'm not squeezing any nuts.
Me and Vic are both small dudes, and when you're a small dude, you will do whatever the fuck you have to do.
If nobody's squeezing any balls, I'm obviously in the wrong place here.
I don't want to. But if it comes down to it...
Well, no, in the UFC, in the Ultimate Fighting Championship, they made a rule. You cannot touch the other guy's balls. They had to make a rule.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Which meant people were doing it.
It sounds like a Chinese Travolta massage is what this sounds like.
It could be the Jew in me, but I'm sorry. Downstairs, it is like $4 an hour to park.
You have a Jew in you? You have a Jew in you?
If I well, not at the moment, no.
I'm sitting over here, so I know it's not me. Hey, the other thing is like... In a way, first of all, I don't think the guy really died from getting his balls squeezed. I think that's a total bullshit thing that they decided. Because you can't get... I squeeze my balls all the time, and I don't even get a heart palpitation.
With a vengeance, do you do it? I mean, like...
Vic puts his balls in a vice, folks. That's what he does.
Yeah, all I get is a rapid heartbeat followed by an erection and ejaculation. I mean, I don't ever have had a problem. And the other thing is, I mean, I actually like this lady. Like, I wouldn't mind getting my balls squeezed. I mean, by a stranger.
By a strange hard? Asian woman? You have to pay $40 more for that usually.
My balls don't hang out like that, so they're not really that squeezable.
I love the consistency. Vic is so ready to do everyone in every one of our stories that even though a woman killed a guy, he's like, I'll take a shot.
Yeah, you're like, this guy chopped off his foot. Vic's like, sweet, he can't run away. Awesome, he's mine. I like the fact that this article shows a picture of a hand gripping a ball.
just squishing the fuck out
of it. As if you're like, there's no way I can get my mind around the concept of someone squeezing balls so tight. Here's a hand and a random testicle actor.
Oh, but here's another thing in the bottom of the story. It says that there is another dispute, actually a local one as far as in our country, where Shanti Brown, 19, in Louisiana, was arrested for biting a 15-year-old's breast.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of a downgrade from squeezing. Yeah, it's kind of downgrade from squeezing balls to death. But how'd that work out?
I punched my sister in her tit once.
I punched your sister in her tit once, by the way.
I mean, in my defense, she hit me with a bat. We were in a plastic bat. We were got in a fight, and she hit me, and I kind of caught it. It broke my nails, and then I just punched her in the tit as hard as I could.
Is this last Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And this, folks, is why Rock Swallow does not do drugs.
Christmas, yes. Actually, it's one of the many reasons.
Did you get so angry you declared that you were going to punch her in the tit and then did it? Or
oh, no, I just did it.
that's a real man.
It's kind of hard to declare that. But,
you know, well, the weird part was, part of it was, I didn't want to punch her in the face, and I didn't know where else to punch, tit was where I went.
You know,
there's a lot more to the body than the face and the tit. You understand that, right?
Well, I can't put your face. I gotta put your tit.
In my defense, my stepsister had big titties.
Well, she was a stepsister. You're allowed to do that to stepsisters.
You can do a lot of things to stepsisters.
Stepsisters are different. Yeah, right. You're allowed to do that.
You can do
I can see where this is going.
Do you have a picture?
You should be very happy she didn't squeeze your balls.
Vic wants to fuck my sister, too.
I bit a nipple once, but I waited till the third date.
Man, this motherfucker.
All right, final story of the day. This one comes to us from Toledo, Ohio. Now, why a Michigan man is involved, I'm not sure, but we'll move on.
Oh, they're right next to each other. Michigan's right above.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a Michigan man has been indicted in Ohio of an abuse of a corpse following accusations that he fondled a dead woman's body when he worked at a funeral home. Lawrence Clement of Temperance, Michigan, was indicted Tuesday. The 57-year-old has been fired from the Birkenkamp Funeral Home in Toledo since the allegations surfaced.
We have a picture of the corpse?
We do not.
Because that would make a difference.
Yeah, is she hot?
Is it really a crime? I mean, it's not like...
Well, and what is fondling? I mean, did he put his fingers in her dead vag, or did he just like...
That's like having sex.
Touch her boobies a little bit, or I mean, like, what happened?
I would like to play matchmaker between this guy and the 70-year-old virgin.
That's what I was going to say. Well done. Nice. Yeah. You just wait 3 or 4 years, let this lady go in a box, and boom, everybody's getting laid.
What I love about this is
I think he might like the one without the foot, because apparently he likes him not moving too much.
Well, the great part about this story to me is that someone had to walk in on it. Yeah. Like, you know, she wasn't talking. So,
Look,
he was bragging about it. It's like, you know what? Totally fondled that dead chick over there. She was hot.
I did her. Defenses.
And somebody was like, you were inappropriate, man.
You know, her dead eyes said no, but the rigor mortis said yes.
I've dated women who I thought were dead.
Fair enough. They're probably dead inside.
Wait, not literally, but like, you know, they weren't moving a lot.
They didn't move a lot.
They didn't move a lot. That's actually the best kind of woman.
I think the way you tell is the smell.
Yeah, usually you can tell.
I bet a nipple.
Wait a second, guys. What's important
is... She had no feelings.
How dead was she? Was she a week old, a day, an
hour? That's a good question, too. Was she still a little warm?
Was she a skeleton?
Yeah, the way fondling skeleton
dressed,
can't be
the
illegal.
The way she was dressed, she was asking for it.
Yeah, right?
A lot of makeup.
A lot of makeup.
She look at it.
Tight.
She wants it. She wants
tight blouse
dressed
and skirt.
Like a whore.
Why was she wearing fishnets?
And no panties.
She didn't say no.
Wow. Is our advice for the funeral home about their employee hiring
you
process?
You get to make that call. What do you got for us, Sal?
My advice for the funeral home involving their employee practices is...
Wash your hands before and after fondling.
I got nothing.
My advice is to set up like a fake situation where you're like, all right, go at it. And you just film the whole thing.
Yeah, my advice
is... And then if they're like, bloop, you're like, nope, not hiring you, man.
You have a real woman who's playing dead.
Yeah.
And then she's beautiful and you put the guy in there with her.
And then she wakes up and like scares the shit out of him. That would be good too.
I like that. And then Alan Funt walks in. Oh, we got you.
My guess is, I forgot.
For the young people, Alan Funt is like the guy from To Catch a Predator.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. But if you're, are you a predator? If you were, you're not really...
Is it a
You're more like a jackal.
No one complains.
Or a vulture.
My advice for the funeral home is to make sure the corpse is dressed modestly. You know, to cover up everything. Make sure they're not smutty looking. You know, don't put too much lipstick on the
Also
dead
that
person.
They don't walk in the wrong areas.
Right. I think that's a
my guess is this happens in funeral homes across America. We just don't know about it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why, you know, for me, it's all about the cremation. Like, if someone wants to take my ashes and rub it all over their body, fine. But, you know.
Now, wait a second, Drew. As a Jew, the Book of Leviticus frowns upon cremation.
I'm fine with that.
I've been
Wood
to the county.
In the backyard.
I've been to the county morgue, and I can tell you there wasn't one.
I hang out there Saturday night.
It's
that's where I go.
It's a fantastic place to pick up chicks, but you have to do all the talking.
Oh, Vic, do you want to fuck this chick too?
You don't even have to buy him a drink.
No, I could never do anything to this girl because there's no future. You know? I mean, I'm looking for like something long term.
I'm not looking for a weekend at Bernie's fling here.
No, I'm looking for a wife and kids. On that.
She was in the coffin. He misunderstood when they said fix the box. That was his fault.
All right.
She's
guys,
perfect.
Before we run out of time, we got a lot of questions to get to, and some of these that people submit. Now, remember, guys, you can submit these to us on the Facebook page for Bad Advice. You can also just call the show. We've got, you know, all different ways for you to reach us here.
We've all been distracted by the cute intern.
You guys are
Sonya. Everybody waves at Sonya.
All of a sudden, all of our attention just went out the freaking window.
Yeah, I was wondering why everyone was waving at me.
When the cute tattooed intern walked by.
Okay, so here's our first question. This comes to us from Chris from North Hollywood. Chris writes, my girlfriend is a dog that stares at me whenever we have sex. He just sits there and licks himself as he watches. It creeps me out. She says it's no big deal. Am I being overly sensitive?
How do you think the dog feels? You're boning his girlfriend. What about the dog?
Bad. I was going to say, tell him to stop having sex with the dog. I didn't realize it was the girlfriend. Did he specify?
No, yeah. No.
Okay, that's a big difference. That would explain staring is all I'm saying.
My advice is stop being a pussy.
As a man, you should be able to bone no matter what.
I would say it's a problem.
This is like doggy porn.
My cat fucking hangs out on the bed. Like sometimes he's like curls up next to us. Yeah, we don't give a shit. He's just sitting there.
Yeah,
okay.
So I think the dog, if the dog's young, it's a puppy. I don't think they should be seeing stuff like that.
Yeah. Ron, I've read your cat's blog. I've seen
my cat's like, my owner won't stop fucking. I hate him.
He's a pervert.
Wow. Like, why is Gus curling up on the bottom of my bed watching me have sex?
Now, if the dog starts licking your balls, okay. It's time to be uncomfortable.
Good dog.
I can think of where actually it's
celebrate.
Probably more okay.
Celebrate.
Get the
In fact,
dog involved.
You should start putting peanut butter on your nuts.
What do you mean start?
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Gus has been doing it for 10 years. I like how it says he just sits there and licks himself as he watches. So essentially this guy's involved in a threesome is what's happening.
Yeah, he's licking, he's masturbating.
No, look, dogs don't have thumbs. Otherwise the dog would be licking shit up on the computer.
Yeah.
It's like, how many options does he have? He's like, oh yeah, check it out. They're doing it human style.
It's interspecies.
My advice is don't fuck the dog. That's my advice.
That's good advice.
That's good advice. That's bad advice.
Is it a cute
is the
dog?
Peanut butter.
Can you get dog herpes? Is there dog herpes?
Not once you get
If it's herpes.
You can't re-get it.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
The problem with fucking a dog is once you fuck that dog, then you've been with that dog it's been with.
And every dog it's been with.
Every dog it's been with before that, yeah, that's a good
Drew,
point.
I like how it says, she says it's no big deal.
Yeah.
That's therefore, cool. She's into it.
She likes the dog watch.
Well, maybe she, yeah, she likes
that's how she gets
like,
off.
She's like an exhibitionist, but she's a little uncomfortable with
I
people.
I feel for
like
the
when
guy,
he's gone.
Like pets watching kind of affects my performance. You know, it kind of makes me.
Vic was having sex. There was three alpacas and a goat in the room. The they're all I was staring alone. At him.
It throws me off.
It throws you off.
For some reason, I think I'd be more disturbed if it was a fish tank.
There's not a lot that can throw me off when I'm fucking, because that's a good moment for me.
Ron fucks during
it's so rare, he is unbelievably focused.
Did you hear him? He's like, I remember that moment. It was a good moment for me.
Ron will be fucking at the end of the Mayan calendar like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I would get the dog out of the room. I wouldn't want that being happening. I want that's a good sense.
You think he's being overly sensitive?
You've wanted to fuck everybody else in every other story, but the dog has to leave the room? Seriously?
I will only fuck a dead person if there's a dog in the room.
You need the witness. All right. Well, okay. I think we've covered that.
What was the dog? Do we know?
What kind of dog was it?
Was
it a hot dog?
It makes a difference.
That was a double.
Yeah. A poodle. A poodle, you're okay. You're okay with a poodle.
Standard poodle.
Get that
Chihuahua
thing involved.
Might
get
bark
that thing
a lot.
Involved. Chihuahua gets a good shake.
And the pug, the breathing from the pug. That's how pugs breathe. It's not hot.
Was that your impression of a pug watching sex?
That's a pug watching sex.
I think you got to add something. He's like...
Yeah. Do it. Do it. Do it.
See, okay, my advice for this guy, since he's so uncomfortable to have this dog in the room, is to bring his own animal.
Yeah.
That'll balance
busy.
It out.
Yeah. Nice. Bring a double date for the dog? Is that what you're claiming? That's
his
nice.
Spirit animal.
The dog might just be a voyeur. All right, next question.
I think he should watch the dog fucking.
Here's a good one. I love this. This one comes to us from Paul in Long Island. I should read this with the accent, but I'm not going to. This Paul writes, Justin Bieber turned our 14-year-old son gay. He used to play sports, but now all he does is dance and sing around the house. Is there anything we can do?
You're gay. Your son was gay way before Justin Bieber.
Yeah, stop being a fucking asshole. How about that? Sorry, I don't like that guy already. I already hate him.
You're parent
Paul
or the kid?
Justin Bieber?
Paul.
Really?
Paul, Justin Bieber did not turn your kid gay.
Yeah, no, you're sticking your dick in his mouth.
Turned
exactly.
Your kids
you
gay.
Molesting your son right. Turned
repeatedly.
Him gay.
Whatever it is, it's not Justin Bieber. I mean, he's
you guys
a pussy.
Are
yes,
on Paul.
But
see, I have a
I don't
question
like Paul.
What
for Paul.
No, you know what bothers me about what? Paul and actually infuriates me about Paul?
Uh-oh.
Is he makes it like there's something wrong with being gay.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being gay. Gay's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Be whatever you want to be. I mean, this father's.
Yeah, can you take your
father.
Hand off my balls right
sorry
now?
Sorry to get solid here. No. Sorry to get serious, but that's kind of shit bothers me.
No, I agree. Ryan, I ask you, wait, why is Justin Bieber called gay? He is fucking Selena Gomez. By show of applause, who would fuck Selena Gomez?
All right, that's fine.
By show of is applause, who would fuck Justin Bieber?
And I'm
Bieber.
Pretty sure she's still a kid. I don't know.
What was this guy's question? Either. What can he do? Is there anything he can
yeah,
do
he
about it?
Yeah, he wants to fix his kid.
First of all, when you get the gay, you keep the gay. That's first of all.
It doesn't go away.
Yeah, you can bring him to a church where they try to take that stuff out of you, but generally they just put more stuff in you than take stuff out of you in church, I would think. So,
I just think you guys are not
an altar
really
boy
giving
joke?
Paul
yes,
all his
it is.
Options. I think it's...
I think
I
he should get his kid to make him money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get,
I have a question.
Find the right
the,
state. Have his kid marry Justin
make it
Bieber.
Positive.
Take half. Divorce him.
I guess. But my question for him would be like, look, is the kid adopted? Because if you're not that attached, just get a different kid.
Well, that's train not bad in. Advice.
No, I'm sorry. Think about it. I'm a single guy, but kids are like Doritos. They'll make more.
When you
unless,
know this,
unless you're like a priest, in which case they're more like Lay's. You know, bet you can't eat just
the
one.
Kid's going to have problems no matter what anyways because his dad's a dick. So, get a new kid.
If he thinks that Justin Bieber made his son gay, he should be thanking Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Because gay men are wonderful.
Yeah, agreed.
Once again, can you get your hand off my balls, please?
No, I mean, seriously, they're wonderful designers.
Also,
they're crazy. Statistically, I mean, they're crazy creative.
They're wonderful designers. Who's being stereotypical? My hairdresser's gay. I love them.
No, well, I'm just saying. I mean, it's a fact that, I mean...
Well, how many stereotypes of gay guys do you hear? Like, they do...
Vic's like...
There are some bad stereotypes, sure, but a lot of the stereotypes are like, well, they have money and they dress nice.
And they're, like, and they're in great shape and they're good looking.
Yeah, right.
No,
why is that bad?
They're not all.
You're right, get rid of them. They're not all like that.
I want a gay son. If I have kids, I would like to groom him to be gay.
Why, and why is that, Vic? Why would you like to groom your son to be gay?
Because I think
if you look at gay men in our society, they're some of the most successful, you know what I mean? Like Vidal Sassoon.
He was not gay.
He just made hair products, you son of a bitch.
He made hair products. He's got to be gay.
Wow.
Your first example was not gay.
I sense a hole in Vic's argument.
You guys poked a little hole through my theory.
David Geffen. Like David Geffen.
Like John Travolta.
John Travolta, I do not want my kid like John Travolta.
I think we're supposed to give bad advice, but my real advice.
I don't understand.
He's successful. John Travolta's successful, and he's gay, and he's
a
wonderful man.
I would like to introduce you to Vic to Silver Lake.
Can we use Elton John as an example? Can we use Elton John as an example?
As straight or gay?
Yeah, Elton John.
As a good example.
A good example of gay.
I know Adam Lambert.
I know about Day of the Week you were talking about.
I don't know, Vic. I know a lot of homeless gay men.
You do?
Yes, you do.
Actually, I do too.
Man. Yes, you
Vincent,
do.
Vincent, why do you not know a lot
Once
of homeless
again,
gay
men? Did we mention Vince was arrested?
How do you know? How do you? You're being. I don't know. Are
no,
you
I
serious?
Live in Van Nuys. I see him in Sepulveda.
We're talking about trannies, not gay.
Oh, okay.
That's trannies.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
Are there trannies on Sepulveda?
Yes.
Well, when Vince drops him off at Sepulveda.
That's where he dumps the bodies.
They hang out at the Lakeland Zoo.
All the time. Well, there's some hookers there, too. Surprisingly hot hookers.
By round of applause, who here has been with a tranny?
On purpose?
Oh, even by accident? By really?
No, wait. No, Vince, no. Vince, no. Define.
I haven't. So
define
far.
Wait, been with.
Vic. Been with? Yeah, exactly.
You mean jerked off while making eye contact?
That does not count.
If you mean accidentally living with for 4 years, then yes.
That doesn't count.
Ron Swallow, definitely.
That is such a porn name.
It is.
What's your real name?
No, that's my real name. Ronald Edward Swallow.
Ron Swallow Steen.
Ron, his real name. Tell us where you were born.
Fort Dix. Not even a lie.
Seriously, you are a walking fucking porn joke
right now. Yes, I am. My dad also was in the Army, obviously, at the time, and he was Drill Sergeant Swallow. Swear to fucking God.
Yeah, but if you're the Drill Sergeant, no one's calling you on that.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my
God. All right, well, our next question, guys. You know, I think we've pretty much decided.
Swallow.
If there's any advice to be given, it's like get a new kid or a new dad. Either one.
Yeah, somebody needs to get out of that situation.
The guy should start being proud of his son.
Yeah.
Gay pride.
This one was one of my favorites for the week. This one comes from Daniel in Torrance. Daniel writes, my girlfriend likes to be choked during orgasm. Last time it damn near killed her. Well, is the risk worth satisfying her?
Yes.
I agree. You know, my ex-girlfriend used to like to be choked at dinner. So this is
that's nice. Chokes
that's strange. Mine was breakfast, only during waffles.
I remember when I found my ex-girlfriend liked to be choked, and I was thinking, "Oh, you like this? Oh, that's interesting."
I get nervous.
You discovered during foreplay.
As long as I don't have to punch her in the face or something like that, I'm cool with that.
Ron, that's why
now
I'm there.
Now, is it like physically choking or like stuffing chicken nuggets down her throat?
Yeah.
Like causing her to choke where you have to give her CPR.
Is there a difference between choking and gagging? Those are two different things, I assume.
Yeah.
Because I can't do the Heimlich.
I can. I got trained.
Okay.
I mean, if I have to tell Daniel anything here, it's like, listen, man, if it's making her come every time, dude, whatever, like light her on fire if that's what it takes. No.
I have an idea. I have an idea for this guy. Keep doing it, but you need to get like a defibrillator and learn CPR.
I think it's great. What if it was mutual, though? Like, what if they both like being choked? You just kind of like got to ease up if you find the other person getting weak.
There needs to
like,
be a safe word. She needs to have a safe word.
I think this is a bad idea. I mean, he could go to jail for this if she dies.
Yes, that's true.
That's what I was going to say. This may be actually good advice, but you continue doing it, but first you have her write a suicide note. Just in case.
A suicide email. No, I believe, my advice is to have her choke you also. That way, at least the cops can write it off as a murder-suicide.
Oh, that's nice.
That's awesome.
Or self-defense when you punch her in the face.
They say, I don't know if this
or punch her in the tit if you're Ron Swallow.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't do it.
You know, they say in crazy in the head, crazy in bed. So she sounds both, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's probably a little bit nuts.
I'm sorry. Have you dated women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was probably in
pretty much all.
She probably lived in a group home or was an orphan.
Yeah.
And didn't get hugged.
Yeah. Adopted
by her dad.
Kids, man. They're all fucked up.
Yeah. They're good in bed.
There they are.
Next on Dr. Phil, we're discussing.
That's disturbing. It upsets me.
I'm sorry. Oh,
do you need a hug?
Have you noticed about 40 minutes into the show, Vic gets extremely sensitive, by the way?
Before he's like, fuck a dead person.
We got to balance this out. Like 38 minutes into it, I'm going to punch him in the head.
Could you imagine if this guy had choked a midget?
What?
Could you
a gay midget? Oh, my God.
As a matter of fact, I can.
He was going to fuck the 70-year-old.
I'm doing that right now.
He was
going
to have sex with the dead woman who we couldn't wait to diddle her a little bit. But don't make fun of the gay people. Who else? Who else offended you greatly?
The people that
midgets,
like to be.
Midgets are a mess. Okay. Oh, my God.
They're not midgets. They're little people.
They're little people.
Please.
Now, wait a second. That's why we call them midgets. If they were tall, they would just be normal people.
No. Hang on, Vic. Do you just lump midgets and dwarves into the same category?
There are different categories.
Yeah, no, I call them all little people. They're all
that's actually
people.
A good.
Do they call all of us?
It plays it safe.
Not you, but. Oh. No. Well,
I'm sensitive about it.
I love Vic to death, and I'll say that. I don't ever really mean to offend you, but it is kind of fun. Yeah.
I don't mind.
Okay.
He loves you to death, and once that death happens, he's going to play with your vagina.
I relate to this story. Because I like
every
to get choked.
Story, which no, story?
Do you like to get choked?
No, I don't. But a woman I was dating loved to get choked.
My last girlfriend liked to get choked.
And you know, and she'd only get up, like really get turned on when I get angry. You know, it brings up bad memories.
That's understandable. That
you are such a fucking downer.
I have a question. Wait,
that's understandable.
And here's three jokes about cancer. What do you got going on?
I have a question, Vic. What's her number?
And here's a trailer from Schindler's List.
All right. Well, I mean, I did choke her. I mean,
you got to do what you got to do.
It was
when you ask for something, you just pretty much do it. I mean, for the most part, as long as, again, I don't want to punch him in the face. I don't want to poop on him or pee on him. Those are my three.
Wait a second.
See, I would do a different category.
I would punch, do whatever she wants. I would do whatever she wants if she wants to get up. I would do whatever the fuck she
You really
wants.
Would?
I would.
You'd punch on some. You'd pee somebody?
I would pee on her. I'll shit on her. I'll vomit on her.
I don't want to pee.
Whatever she wants.
Yeah, I don't want to punch anyone. But if she's happy, I'm already shitting on her. That's fantastic.
All right. Why
Sal, I got
a girl
for you. I'll tell you after the show.
Okay, please.
Well, because choking someone's just like a step away. Yeah. I mean, that's just, it's only one more step and then you're pooing.
Then choking to pooing?
Yeah.
Then she's dead in the funeral home.
Nowhere in there a pony kittens off comes into the equation.
Maybe a pony? Herbs.
I would poo before I punch or choke, man. Because pooing it doesn't hurt.
It's a good point.
It depends. Depends
well,
how old you are.
Except for your soul.
It just hurt me. All right, guys, we got time for one more quick question before we got to say goodbye. And this one, I think he truly needs some help. This comes from Jeff in Venice. Says, my sister went on vacation and asked me to watch her cat. I accidentally killed it. Do I tell her? Can I just tell her it ran away?
Lie.
It depends what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do you accidentally kill a cat?
He doesn't say how he killed it.
My advice is to say that some burglars ransacked the house and just like take the furniture out and maybe punch yourself in the face and say that.
Seriously, you're
look,
going
man,
with cat
I was
burglar.
Attacked.
Yeah, a cat burglar.
Honey, I accidentally killed your cat while choking it during sex.
That's what happens.
That's the best
if you
way
killed
to do
your
it.
Cat during sex, you lie and say it right away.
Yeah.
If there's blood on the wall, somehow you may have to come clean.
You got to understand women's. I love cats and women love cats more than I love them. So lie or you will die. He will have.
You couldn't
she will
write
hate
like
him.
A little kitty note. Like,
I go back.
You
know,
you should write a kitty suicide note.
Suicide note.
Yeah.
How do you kill a cat? It's very hard.
First of all,
it's not that hard.
Vic has tried. Trust me.
No,
he
seriously.
Accidentally killed it.
Cats will eat almost anything, so they'll survive. Like you have to.
But he says he didn't say the cat accidentally died. He said he accidentally killed
the cat.
Yeah, he killed it.
How do you accidentally kill a cat?
You stab it nine times.
You didn't notice it jumped in the microwave before you made a Hot Pocket.
I love cats, but that made me laugh.
No, I've been trying to kill my two cats for 14 years. I've been trying to kill my two cats for 14 years. The best I can do is give them a thyroid issue.
All right, guys, listen, I would love to keep going. We're going to be back at this next week. Thank you all for listening to Bad Advice. I want to thank all my guests. Look for Vince and I out at the Bray Improv next week.
June 19th.
I've got a show tonight at Flappers Comedy Club.
Flappers and Burbank. Go see Ron Swallow. Guys, we'll see you.